Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, September 3rd. Back to school has a whole new meaning this year, and it's an understatement to say it's not a good one. As schools reopen partially or fully online, parents are understandably worried about their kids' educations and, in many cases, their health. The new situation also reveals the extent to which employers have relied on public education to ensure parents can work. With school buildings closed, it's become a frustrating, often impossible, three-ring circus for parents who need to supervise their kids' online classes and meet their own work deadlines. In April, family benefits company Clio surveyed 250 of its members, all working parents of young children. The responses startled Clio CEO Sarah Jane Sacchetti. She told Fast Company it was even more sobering than we had thought. One in five were considering leaving the workforce due to the impossibility of working and parenting simultaneously with little or no help. As the company noted in a press release, working parents and their children are not all right. The potential brain drain of 20% of working parents, mostly mothers, quitting their jobs is a huge problem for employers, and that's inspiring some to help fill the dramatic COVID-19 gap in support for working parents. For example, Clio launched the Invest in Parents Pledge, which brings signatories, large companies like Salesforce, Zoom, and Etsy, together to dream up better ways to support stressed employees. Sacchetti told Fast Company that most companies were already adding some benefits like offering flexible hours and extending remote work until schools reopen properly. It's a patchwork, with most companies coming up with their own, often scattershot offerings and policies. And it's generally not easy for large companies to manage broad menus of benefits on their own. So here's where the pandemic is spurring entrepreneurial thinking. Clio and rival benefits company Fringe, among others, are creating family benefits in the same way that traditional HR firms offer, for instance, mental health assistance and adoption subsidies. These new personalized menus of benefits are particularly pertinent right now. Not long ago, Clio launched its Clio Marketplace, an app that connects members with so-called lifestyle benefits like childcare, online education, and tutoring. Employers can subsidize these programs in full or in part. Employees receive a Clio card and use it to pay for their choice of provided services from an extensive menu. Like Clio, startup Fringe is also a marketplace of lifestyle benefits. Five college friends started the Richmond, Virginia company 2 years ago. Today, Fringe has partnerships with more than 100 different vendors. Employee benefits range from food delivery to exercise apps and cleaning services. When the pandemic put the squeeze on working parents, Fringe CEO Jordan Pierce noticed a spike in the number of members spending their subsidies to get groceries delivered and their homes cleaned, he told Fast Company. Right now, stressed working moms and dads need help with the normal tasks of life, Pierce said. Lifestyle benefits companies like Clio and Fringe won't solve the massive structural COVID-19 problems working parents are struggling with, but they can go a long way toward making employees feel valued. That helps with employee retention. And for tired parents, the small perks, like getting your dinner delivered to your door for free, can make a hard workday just a little bit easier. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.